Hey guys, you're listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast, and this is episode number 4. Today is the first in my health and wellness series, so every 3 to 4 episodes, I will be discussing daily habits that will increase vitality and energy and just your overall health and wellness, leading to a more abundant life. Today, we are discussing lemon water, so stick around to find out more about how a warm glass of lemon water every morning can augment your overall health and wellness.
Welcome to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is a space for lifting up elegant sustainability and abundant practicality. I'm a lover of edible landscaping, plant-based nutrition, home remedies, green smoothies, and all things fitness. I am your host, Andrea Thompson, and as a personal trainer, wellness enthusiast, homesteader, mother, and Christ follower, this podcast acts as a platform for sharing actionable advice for a more abundant landscape and life.
Well, hey there, and welcome to the Permaculture Princess podcast. Today is the first in my health and wellness series for a more abundant life. This series was inspired by the 21-day challenge that I created. So if you're familiar with my blog or website, you'll know that I ran a 21-day challenge a while back. So some of this might be a little bit of a repeat to you, but I think that repetition strengthens our brains, strengthens our habits, and so I am not afraid to repeat some of the things you may have already heard. The 21-day challenge started because I am a believer in habit change. I have a confession to make. I'm a lover of comfort. I know that as a personal trainer, I push people out of their comfort zone all the time. But I have a really hard time leaving my own. I am such a committed lover of comfort that my habits can sometimes err on the side of laziness. As a fitness enthusiast, people often assume that I'm good at pushing myself past the limit, so to speak. Like I enjoy the pain cave and really pushing hard in a workout, but I don't. I'm really not good at pain. I hate pain. I avoid the pain cave that many athletes seek, and I'm the first to admit when something is just a little bit too much or a little bit too hard. So now that I've admitted that weakness to you, I want to tell you one of my strengths. I'm really good at building healthy habits over time. If I learn something, I can usually start to implement that into my life in a very practical way. I build habits so slowly, in fact, that I don't have to contend with my brain's hatred of discomfort. I believe in adding small changes over time until I've persuaded my body and my brain of a new normal. Slow and steady wins the race, right? I literally sat down and looked at a day in my life and wrote down the habits that I believe augment my life, augment my health. I looked at a typical day and I wrote down every single habit that helps me to maintain the quality of life that I've come to expect and love. So if you're looking to lose weight rapidly or get cut for a special event, that's not what this is. This is for people who are looking for long, sustainable lifestyle habits. So I'm not looking for a crazy before and after picture, and I'm not looking for you to have lost lots of weight by next month. What I want is for you to start experiencing true health. And sometimes, yes, this will come with aesthetic changes, but the change that I'm more excited about are the changes that go much deeper than aesthetic, right? The changes that are on the inside, the way that you feel, the way that you think, the way that you interact with the people around you. Those are the changes I'm looking for. Let's get started with day number 1, lemon water. Let's face it, when we wake up in the morning, it's really tempting to just roll over, snuggle into our pillow, and fade off as we think, just a few more minutes. So my very first challenge deals with the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. I want you to get up, physically, just get up. This is a really important habit. Sometimes people have things they like to do in their bed, whether it's read or look at their phone or whatever they do first thing in the morning. I recommend that the first thing you do in the morning is get up. Like actually sit up, put your feet on the ground, maybe stretch for a second, and then go and get a warm glass of lemon water. A full quart, to be exact. I want you to drink a full quart of warm lemon water every morning. This is a habit I've been doing for probably 6 years, 7 years now, and I love this habit for multiple reasons. One, I love the routine and the ritual of having something warm and energizing in the morning. It's nice to have a warm cup of something that helps your health. It helps my brain. It helps wake me up. I love citrus. I love the lemon zest in the morning. It gives me energy. It gives me focus. And it's a ritual that I like. Second, it's an alkalizer for my system, and it helps to kickstart my metabolism. We talk about alkalinity versus acidity a lot when it comes to health. For example, any poor health condition, cancer, for example, grows in an acidic environment. Acidic environments are something we want to avoid. Things that bring on acidity in our bodies are meats, cheeses, gluten, all of fried foods, all of those types of foods create an acidic environment. Whereas natural foods, citrus, like actually acidic foods, usually apple cider vinegar, citrus, lemon juice, all of those types of things help our bodies stay alkaline. So we want to create more of an alkaline environment. Now, a warm glass of lemon water is not going to completely transform your body from acidic to alkaline. That's not the way it works, but it will start the process of continuing an alkaline way of life, and it will aid in the process of becoming more alkaline. It also starts to kickstart the metabolism, right? You have just been sleeping for ostensibly, hopefully, 8-ish hours, and now we want to get our body going. We want to get our metabolism going. We want our metabolism and our digestive tract to start working so that we can say good morning and eat some food and have it digest properly. So we want to start our metabolism working right away in the morning. The third reason I really love lemon water in the morning is that it's a great way to make sure I start the day with sufficient hydration. Obviously, you probably haven't had any water for 8-ish hours once again. So when you are sleeping at night, your body is resting and sometimes cleansing, but mostly resting. And so when you wake up in the morning, you need hydration. And oftentimes, too often, people first put coffee in their systems, which is a dehydrator. You're not getting hydration from coffee. And in fact, it doesn't, not only does it not count as a liquid form of hydration, but it actually takes away from your body's hydration. So you need water first thing in the morning. And a warm quart of lemon water is something that you can drink pretty rapidly because it's lukewarm, like room temperature. It's not cold, it's not hot. It's something that you can drink pretty rapidly and get into your system and hydrate your system really quickly. Another reason, my fourth reason that I love lemon water in the morning is that it's an immune booster because lemon is antibacterial and it also has a lot of nutrients like vitamin C and potassium and vitamin B6. So there's all these benefits to the actual lemon juice in the lemon water. Now, as I explain, I'll be explaining how exactly I go through the process of making my lemon water, but you're not drinking a ton of lemon juice. It's mostly water. In fact, it's the majority of the quart is water, but you get just a little bit of lemon juice or fresh squeezed lemon in there. You'll need a teapot or a kettle. You can check the show notes for the one I use. I use an electric teapot that is available on Amazon. It's wonderful. It heats up the water in like 5 minutes and probably even faster, like 2 minutes. It's very quick, very efficient. You also need a quart mason jar. I use those glass mason jars that people use for canning. You can order some on Amazon as well. A straw. Lemon is acidic, and so it's not good for your teeth to have lemon juice on them day after day. So if you want a more sustainable option than drinking straight from the cup and getting acidity on your teeth every day, I recommend using a straw. And of course, just using plastic straws every day is not the best way to take care of the planet. So I recommend buying a stainless steel straw or just having something that is a lot more reusable and doesn't create as much waste. So the stainless steel straws that I use are also available on the show notes and on Amazon. And lemon juice. You need lemon juice. It can be squeezed fresh from a lemon. So typically if I'm squeezing it fresh from a lemon, I'll do about a half a lemon per quart. So my husband and I will split a lemon. He'll have half the lemon and I'll have half the lemon. Otherwise, I use a little bit of a organic bottled lemon juice, especially in the winter when lemons are hard to come by. A little bit of bottled organic lemon juice is a great option. Just pour a little bit in and then fill up the rest of the cup with half cold temperature water and half hot water. So half and half usually makes that perfect lukewarm, warm lemon water temperature that you're looking for. Lemon water is an easy way to start your day, a really fantastic habit to get into. It's a great first thing to do in the morning, right? You wake up in the morning, you get your warm lemon water, and your day has begun with already a great decision. We make so many decisions throughout our day, we might as well start out on a great foot. Let's start out strong, let's start out healthy, and lemon water is a great way to do that. If you have any questions or concerns about this, please feel free to get in contact with me at thepermacultureprincess@gmail.com, or you can look me up on Facebook or my website, permacultureprincess.com. If you also want to know anything more about this specific lifestyle habit, you can check that out at the show notes page at permacultureprincess.com. Look under the podcast tab for all of my show notes. So my practical takeaway for you today, every single time I do something about health and wellness, I want to give you a practical, something you can start implementing right away. And so your practical takeaway is to start drinking warm lemon water every day. First thing in the morning, before you brush your teeth, before you turn on the TV, before you check your phone, before you do anything, I want you to get a warm glass of lemon water and start your day off right. Thanks for listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. For show notes or more information, please visit www.permacultureprincess.com or find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest at Permaculture Princess. If you found any value from this podcast, please subscribe so you can get updates and possibly leave me a review. My hope is that you have a blessed day and a more abundant landscape and life.